a lot of fun today. Thank you very much for listening. I will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Adios, muchachos.
crazy. The tips have forgot to tell me just how to operate it. I went to a nightclub, I was squeezing it tight. I know that was the color ball, and people were starting to fight. It was a mojo boogie. Must have been that mojo boogie. Mojo boogie, I begin to slide on down. Yeah, was it mojo boogie? Must have been that mojo boogie. It was that mojo boogie. Got to be that mojo boogie. It was that mojo boogie. Begin to slide on down.
Friday, October 14th, head down to 560 Seymour Street. Make sure you don't miss Vancouver's amazing electronic act Humans at their music video premiere party. These guys have been all over the continent lately and are making this special stop in their hometown of Vancouver to give a sneak peek of brand new material from their unreleased album. Supporting them for the night will be French house disco act Loose Shoes from San Francisco. Tickets are $10 at the door. Presented by WinnieCooper.net and Mint Productions. Proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you're with one half of Are You Aware? That is Miss Fleur. Our favourite co-host Christian is still away on hiatus, but we're hoping he'll be back within the next couple of months. We just heard the Boxer Rebellion with their new song No Harm from their most recent album. A very haunting track to start off the quite grey with specks of sunlight outside, fall day. It really is fall. That was the end of the summer. Obviously, the weather gods heard my salute to summer show 2 weeks ago and decided summer's done. I have a friend in the studio, my right-hand boy, but he's too ashamed or too scared to talk. So everyone say hi to Brian out there. He's enjoying the show. He's heard it on the radio, so now he sees how perfectly unpolished it is in the flesh. If you haven't heard of the Boxer Rebellion, they're wicked and you should check them out. They're actually an international indie band. One of their singers is from London, and one's from Tennessee and one's from Australia. So a very eclectic mix of countries, but together they make such a sweet, sweet sound. The Boxer Rebellion's new album, like I said, The Cold Steel, came out in February and it's actually their third album. They've done a whole bunch of stuff around AIDS awareness, which is kind of a little bit of a theme tonight. We have a few songs where bands have been involved with HIV and AIDS awareness, all unintentional, but still very cool. The MTV Staying Alive Foundation announced the final details of its Redefined Benefit and Art exhibition that happened in September. Now, this was to mark the 30th anniversary of the discovery of the AIDS virus, which is insane that it's been going around for 30 years. And still, we're pretty far away from a cure, unfortunately. Redefine actually opened from September 16th to 23rd, and it was a evening which culminated in live performances and art exhibitions as well, with the Boxer Rebellion playing to a huge crowd. I don't know how many, but there was a huge crowd. The Boxer Rebellion, they said, are pretty proud to support this Staying Alive Foundation and feel privileged to play at this groundbreaking Redefined Benefit event. They say they take their social responsibility very seriously, and to be part of such an event with huge, immense social and artistic merit aimed at empowering young people all over the world to fight HIV and AIDS is a real honour for them. So once again, another great band doing some really cool stuff that's, you know, not the usual walk, run, or ride around a track to raise money. They actually took their talent to a new level. Now, we're kicking it back, as you all know. If you're a new listener to Are You Aware or a veteran listener, you know that we don't play one genre of music. We try and mix it up, and our only theme is to focus on music that has a positive social justice message, or the musicians, like the Boxer Rebellion, are involved in some sort of social justice stuff, because we want to encourage you guys out there, the listeners, to be involved with what your favorite band is doing and try and create some positive change around the world. Now, a band that created, I don't know if it's positive, negative, but they did shake it up. I put these guys on here because it's a great song, and also because at a time when there was a lot of conservatism in the States, they really took it to a new level just being themselves and being pretty diverse in what they're saying and what they're singing about. I'm also very aware that the band that we are going to play has some negative connotations, but I think overall they did some really positive stuff in bringing the new pop generation forward in the 70s. I'm talking about The Doors, obviously, and this song is LA Woman. So if you're driving anywhere, crank it up, because you got 7 minutes and 46 of pure Doors amazingness. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
you were like a little lady in the city of light. Or did you know the lost angel? City of night. City of night. City of night. City of night. Woo! Come on!
Timber beckons you to the Electric Owl Social Club on October 8th for a night of pop, rock, and or roll featuring Los Angeles-based sub-pop recording artists Dum Dum Girls, killer San Diego carnivores Crocodiles, and suspected environmentalist Colleen Green will open up the show. Advance tickets are now available. Go to Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Ditch Records in Victoria, or visit the worldwide website ticketweb.ca. The doors open at 8, and the party never stops when Dum Dum Girls hit the Electric Owl Social Club with Crocodiles and Colleen Green, Saturday, October 8th.
We got a couple of... We got Ringo and Ronnie Wood going to help us out on this one, too.
Once I was a soldier, and I fought on foreign sands for you. Once I was a hunter, and I brought home fresh meat for you. Once I was a lover, I searched behind your eyes for you. And soon there'll be another to tell you I was just a lie. And sometimes I wonder just for a while.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Tim Buckley, a famous folk singer from the 70s and the father of the late, great Jeff Buckley. I had been a huge fan of Jeff Buckley for such a long time, and I'd never actually taken the time to listen to Tim Buckley. And what can I say? I've wasted my life, because that was some beautiful folk music there and a beautiful song. Tim Buckley was born in 1947 and died in 75. He was a vocalist, musician, and obviously very folk orientated. But over his time, apparently the music incorporated jazz, psychedelica, funk, soul, avant-garde, and evolving voice as instrument sound, which is a huge factor of a lot of Jeff Buckley's song as well. He died at the age of 28, so quite young, similar to Jeff Buckley, who unfortunately left us when he was around 30, 31. Goodbye and Hello was what we heard, that album, and the song was called Once I Was, a beautiful song, and it was his second album by Tim Buckley, and it was released in 1967. So if you've been a fan of Jeff Buckley like me for such a long time and haven't listened to his father, check him out. He has some beautiful songs. Now, we have a bit of a soundtrack theme with a couple of the songs today, including the song we just heard there in the middle. That was I Shall Be Released from the band and a lot of other friends as well. You probably heard some unique voices in that rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, I Shall Be Released. It was actually part of Last Waltz. If you've never seen The Last Waltz, I recommend going to Netflix or to the video store and going and getting it right now, because it is one of the best rock documentaries ever made. In 1976, on November 25th, the band held their last concert ever in San Francisco, and it was filmed by the great Martin Scorsese. It was advertised as the band's end of the band's illustrious touring career, which was, I think, quoted at 15 years on the road, which is huge. They had a lot of friends along, including Eric Clapton, Neil Diamond, Bob Dylan, Ronnie Hawkins, the great Canadian Joni Mitchell, Van Morrison, Ringo Starr, Muddy Waters, and of course the grandfather of Canadian music, Neil Young. Like I said, it was a huge, huge film. It's hailed as the greatest concert films ever made. I Shall Be Released was actually first released in 1967 by Bob Dylan. What can I say? If you like Dylan, you'll like this rendition. And so many musicians in that group went on and did some great things, not only musically, but for the greater good of the people, including Dylan, who won the Tom Paine Award for the National Emergency Civil Liberties Committee in 1963 for his civil rights movement work. And at the start, we had the one, the only, number 362 on Rolling Stone's magazine list of 500 greatest albums of all time, LA Woman, with the song of that same name. Now, we have 1 hour left on the show. Can you believe it? It's gone so fast already. I'm shifting gears a little bit, and we are going to get into some groovy, groovy songs. We have for you next The Knife with their song Is It Medicine from Deep Cuts. The Knife are an electronic duo from Sweden, and they were formed in 1999. So they've been around for quite some time. They've been quite popular in the last few years. The group consists of siblings, which is kind of cool, and they run their own record company, which is a very cool thing, seeing as a lot of the time, a lot of musicians can't even be signed, and when they are, they're usually exploited quite severely. They've appeared in public wearing Venetian masks. I guess they want to be seen as a little bit mysterious, and they rarely cooperate with the media on mainstream music scene. Until 2006, they did not perform any live concerts. They won the Grammys in 2003, which is the Swedish equivalent of the Grammy Awards, but they boycotted the ceremony by sending two representatives of the Gorilla Girls with the number 50 written on their costumes as a protest against male dominance in the music industry, which I thought was kind of cool. Gorilla Girls is this anonymous group of radical feminist artists established in New York City in 1985, and they're known for their posters, books, billboards, and appearances, and other creative forms of culture jamming. The group aims to expose discrimination and corruption. So if you want to check out more about The Knife or how they were involved with the Gorilla Girls, you can go to The Knife's website or check out Gorilla as in a fighter, girls, so that's GUERRIALLAGIRLS.com. And now we have The Knife on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
are listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And yes, she is my favourite Swedish person of this year. That is Likey Lee with her song Jerome from her second studio album, Wounded Rhymes. Like I've said before, this is definitely going to be in my top 10 picks of this year. It's such a great album. It's a lot stronger and deeper than her one from a couple of years ago, and it is pretty goddamn powerful. So I would check it out. That was Jerome, a great track. She has been doing some pretty cool stuff with some pretty cool, not only bands, but organizations as well. In 2010 summer, Likey Lee, the Polyphonic Spree and Yesaya all traveled to Uganda for Invisible Children, which is a non-profit organization that aims to bring the human rights atrocities of child soldiers who are younger than the country's 23-year civil war into light using different methods, including making a documentary of a basically an indie chorus of Polyphonic Spree, Yesaya and Likey Lee. And they got the great Vincent Moon, who does all those takeaway shows on La Blog, or in French, La Blogothèque. I apologize for all the Frenchies out there. And for my brutal use of your language. Like I've told you before, Takeaway Shoes is a Takeaway Shows is a great little, I guess, video blog where Vincent Moon takes great indie artists and puts them in unique places to jam, including I always use the same one, Phoenix on a double-decker open bus driving around the Eiffel Tower. You can't get any crazier than that. In the middle there, we had a great little indie pop band that formed only in 2010. They're called Cults, and they're from Manhattan, New York. And they have just released their new album with the same name. And that was Go Outside, a lovely, fun, summery, what kind of song. Their self-titled debut album was actually released only on June 7th, 2011. They received pretty positive reviews, and a second best new music from Pitchfork was earned by a track from that album called Abducted. In 2011, the Cults collaborated with the group Superhuman Happiness on a version of the track Un Canto de Afoxe. I'm not even going to say it. Para Bloco de Ye. Oh, God. I apologize. For the Red Hot organization, Red Hot and Rio 2. I'm actually going to be profiling Red Hot and Rio 2 in just a little bit. The album is the follow-up to the 1996 Red Hot and Rio album. And all the proceeds from the sales, as from every Red Hot album, go to supporting different aid service organizations around the world. And Red Hot organization or foundation doesn't just focus on American HIV AIDS related organizations, but they also support organizations in Australia, Canada, and in other parts of the world as well. They've also been chosen to perform at the ATP I'll Be Your Mirror Festival, created by Portishead in September 2011 as well. So they have been busy, and we're really stoked that they actually were involved in the Red Hot and Rio soundtrack. That is on the playlist for CITR, so I'm sure you'll be hearing lots of songs from that. In the meantime, let's keep the music going. We have the Funk Brothers. This is my other soundtrack song that I've chosen today. I don't know if anyone's seen this out there, and if you haven't, it's such a great documentary. I'm all about the rock documentaries today. This is called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. It's such a great music documentary, and it's basically profiling the Funk Brothers, who were the backup band for Motown Records all through the 60s and 70s. And they've had, what does it say? They say that they have had more number one singles than the Beatles, all of the Beatles albums, which is pretty crazy. They've played on such Motown hits as My Girl, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Baby Love, Sign, Seal, Delivered, I'm Yours, The Tears of a Clown, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And they've played, here you go, they've played on more number one hits than the Beatles Elvis Presley, the Rolling Stones, and the Beach Boys combined. There you go. Wasn't just the Beatles, it was all of them. I've chosen the song Cloud Nine, which is actually a hit single from The Temptations in 1968. And it won, this song actually won Motown its first Grammy Award in 69. I chose it because the lyrics for the song were about the struggles and pains of living poor, as opposed to being about relationships and love troubles, because we're all about singing about the social issues on Are You Aware, or profiling the musicians that sing about the social issues. We don't want to hear me sing. It's a scary, scary place. All right, enough of me talking, more of the Funk Brothers playing. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Part of my life was in Vancouver. I was born on the streets of the city. It was a one-room shack with 10 other children beside me. We hardly had enough food, no room to sleep.
It was hard,
so hard. I needed something to ease my mind. My father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mother and treated us like dirt. I left the home seeking a job I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took to crime. Now I'm doing
on cloud nine.
Don't wanna be
cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
Cloud nine. Every man in his mind is free.
Cloud nine. You're a million miles from reality.
Reality.
I wanna stay up, 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 and away.
Cloud nine. I wanna.
Let me take you higher. Let me take you higher. Let me take you higher. Say, let me take you higher. Let me take you higher. Say, let me take you higher.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
You know who you are. look at the new land, the swimming pool land, the teeth of your friend, the dirt in my hand. You know, you must take a look at me. Join us and go far and hear the new sound of my bossa nova. Time now to learn what I know, and what I don't know, and what I don't know, and what I don't know. I know, with me everything is fine. It's time now to make up your mind. We live in the biggest city of South America, of South America.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I feel like we've just gone through a 50s ice cream social with that song. That was Baby with Alice Smith and Aloe Black from the Red Hot and Rio 2 soundtrack. That's right. Like I told you before, the Red Hot organization has released a new album. They actually released they're pretty much releasing an album nearly each year. Dark Was the Night was the one before that, which actually raised over $1 million and featuring 2011 Grammy winner for Best Album, which is pretty crazy. This one is actually a follow-up from the one that they released in 1996 called Red Hot and Rio. And that was a nod to the bossa nova-inspired music of Brazil. This one is a modern tribute to late 60s Brazilian Tropicala movement and was produced in partnership with Entertainment One Music. This album, they say, sheds new light on the songs of the influential, politically charged era, which changed the culture and the country forever. The compilation features over 30 original collaborations between Brazil's legendary musicians and some great indie artists, including John Legend, Devendra Branhart, who I can never say, The Dirty Projectors, Beck, Jose Gonzalez, Beirut of Montreal, Gogo Bordello, The Great Gypsy Rockers, Aloe Black, like we just heard, and a whole bunch of other people as well. And you know what? That just made me feel like getting on a plane and going down to Rio, because that was some soulful music. In the middle there, we had the Femi Kuti with his new album, Africa for Africa, and the song was E No good. He's actually the eldest son of Nigerian musician and Afrobeat pioneer Fela Kuti, who used his music, specifically the Afrobeat music, to really support the struggles that were happening in Nigeria and the people that are there. Femi was actually born in London and then grew up in the former Nigerian capital of Lagos, and he eventually became a member of his father's band. And I found out, fun fact number 239, his son is now being involved in his band. So it's a bit of a family affair. So like his father, as always, Femi has shown a strong commitment to social justice and political causes throughout his career. It's a red hot night tonight because he also contributed a remake of his father's classic song Water No Get Enemy to the Red Hot and Rio Riot compilation CD, which was a tribute to Fela Kuti, which is pretty cool. And also, Femi Kuti is number 115 on Takeaway Shows right now, and that was the little video blog I was telling you about. So it's all quite synchronized and coming together quite nicely in a wonderful package. Now we have 25 minutes left of Are You Aware before I don't see you for another 2 weeks, and we're going to start off with some pretty sweet songs to let us keep going into the lovely kind of not North American, but we're kind of keeping it a little bit cosmopolitan right now. We have for you Yele, which is a French band and obviously founded by lead singer and namesake Yele. So the joined band and recorded their first album came out in 2005. The Safari Disco Club was released in 2011. They have had huge success over the last couple of years, especially around the song that was released on their MySpace album. And I apologize for anyone who speaks French out there because I'm about to butcher the song title. It is C'est Etienne Le Soyer. I'm going to go with that. I hope you enjoy it. This is Yele on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
the Vancouver International Film Festival is back, September 29th through October 14th. Celebrating 30 years of outstanding cinema, VIFF 2011 will screen some of the best films from around the world in a 16-day extravaganza. Be sure to check out The Girls in the Band, a bebop documentary uncovering the startling history of female jazz musicians and all-woman big band music, and proudly sponsored by your comrades at CITR 101.9 FM, and The Family Jams, a lo-fi documentary about Devendra Banhart, Joanna Newsom, and Vetiver's 2004 North American Tour, sponsored by the good folks at Discorder Magazine. For locations, showtimes, and everything else you could possibly want to know about the Vancouver International Film Festival, visit vif.org.
Stay in love. Stay in love. your heart. If the world falls apart, still I'm gonna keep your heart.
Your days
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Santa Fe by Beirut from their new album, The Riptide. What a great song. You know what? Beirut can do no wrong. And I think they are playing next month to two sold-out shows. So if you do have a ticket to Beirut, you're a very, very lucky person. In the middle there, we had TV on the Radio from their most recent album, Nine Types of Light, called Keep Your Heart. And then at the top, we obviously, of course, had Yellow. I have Darren coming in 5 minutes, looking very happy. He's got his coffee. He is ready to throw down some great tunes for you. I got one more song left for you. I hope you enjoyed Are You Aware this week. If you've got any comments, suggestions, anything like that, please do email us areyouawareradio@gmail.com. The last little song I'm giving you today is a cover. It's from Patti Smith, her new album, Outside Society. Again, Patti Smith has also been a contributor to the Red Hot organization. So we're all about the Red Hot organization today. Lots of bands contributing to such a great cause. And you know what? Who else could do a better cover of this song? This is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Patti Smith. You're on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. See you in 2 weeks.
Up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, myself assured. I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 with the sacrificial birds beating
goatskin drums, advancing with hands outstretched, when we keep filling them with mercury, nitrate, asbestos, baby bombs blasting blue, scavengers picking through the ashes, children of the mills, children of the junkyards, sleepy, illiterate, fuzzy little rats, haunted paint, sniffing, stoned out of their shaved heads, forgotten, foraging, mystical children, foul mouthed,